We are a heart-centered spiritual community dedicated to empowering personal transformation and living in
spirit.
We better, I forgot all the way through that. So we better do it again. Together? We are a heart-centered spiritual community dedicated to empowering personal transformation and living the unlimited possibilities of spirit. I like that idea, living the unlimited possibilities of spirit. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? You guys do that every day, right?
Every day.
Well, there were three friends from a local congregation who were asked, when you're in your casket and friends and congregation members are mourning over you, what would you like them to say? Artie said, I would like them to say I was a wonderful husband and a fine spiritual leader and a great family man. Eugene commented, I would like to say I was a wonderful teacher and a servant of God who made a huge difference in people's lives. That'd be pretty amazing too. Where Al said, I'd like them to say, look, he's moving. Yeah. Wouldn't that be amazing? Well, there was a woman applying for a job in a Florida lemon grove and seemed way too qualified for the job. So the foreman asked, look, miss, do you have any actual experience in picking lemons? The woman paused and said, well, as a matter of fact, I have. I've been divorced 3 times. Right? At some point in time, we all want to know, is there any way I can start over again, reclaiming my life? And that's when we need to affirm, I am reclaiming my true self. I am aware I am the light of the world and allowing my light to shine. Can you all say that one more time with me? I am reclaiming my true self. I am aware I am the light of the world and I am allowing my light. I said it wrong again. So we got to do it all over again, okay? I am reclaiming my true self. I am aware I am the light of the world and allow my light to shine. Yeah. Allow that light to shine, right? Yep. Only one person wants to do that, right? Yep. What would life be like if you lived as if it were a dream? And you knew you had the ability to create a reality of your choosing. Living life as a dream would require imagination, spiritual discernment, but it can result in a life of wonder, delight, infinite possibilities, an awareness of the continuing unfoldment of love's presence. You know, that's what some people call God, love's presence, right? Wouldn't it be amazing if we could all see God as being love's presence? Oh, wow. Change everything in our world, wouldn't it? Dreaming. We all do it. Some of them remember the dreams that we have at night. Anybody remember those dreams? I have them. I remember that I have them. I can't remember what they were about. Right? Some of us remember dreams we had as children. Living our dreams can be truly a wonderful experience, right? Don't you think? Nobody agrees with that idea? No? Oh, yeah? No? No? Well, it can be. They also can be a nightmare. right? Now, according to Charles Fillmore, Siddhartha Gautama, the Buddha, Jesus, the Christ, The Course in Miracles, the Bhagavad Gita, the Bible, Don Miguel Ruiz, many of us are living a dream and we don't even know it. A dream of our own creation. A dream that seems to have spun out of control, a dream that is creating an ever-increasing tangled web of human suffering. Isn't that what appears going on in the world today? Ever-increasing suffering? So I invite you, in this moment now, to allow your true self to come forward. Set the mask you learned to wear aside, the mask you believe to be, set it aside. Just set it aside for a time. You don't have to give it up for always, because I know that some of us have become really attached to that mask, right? Many of us learn things growing up and in our adult lives that we don't completely agree with. As a result, we experience this emptiness. We know this feeling that there must be something more to life. And that something is missing. But what that something is, we have no idea. Right? For we see through this dense fog of the mortal mind and the many illusions it creates. And our personal dreams appear as if they're only just a glitter of hope out there somewhere. But we're really on the verge of a whole new era, E-R-A, right? You and I, and all of humankind, we're on the verge of a great awakening. All the signs that were prophesied in the book of Revelation, they're all right there. All the signs of the kingdom of heaven on earth are coming. Yes, there is a new dream emerging for our world, a new dream that is ready to be dreamed by humans. As Don Miguel Ruiz said, a parasite-free dream. Wouldn't you like to have a parasite-free dream? That would be cool, right? A dream that has been freed of our ego mind, a dream that is a creation of light, of love, of hope, and wonder, and goodness. Sun has already changed. The light is already glowing. We just need those human doers to begin to dream, a new dream of human beings reclaiming their birthright as spiritual beings that they really are, beings that are aware of the life force, the living energy flowing through us. It is an energy flowing through each and every one of us. In that old dream, you know, that old dream of Western culture, it was created by the illusions of the mortal egoic mind. And y'all know that word is really egoic. Right? Egoic. That on our planet, it's normal for human doers to suffer. We're talking about that in Sunday school. We all believe that we were created to suffer, to live in fear, to create emotional turmoil and chaos. The old dream of the planet is not pleasant. It's a dream of violence, fear, injustice. Right? It's filled with all these 9/11s. Just watch some of those movies that they create of people jumping out of airplanes with tanks and guns and weapons to come down to free the planet? Never watch anything like that, do we? Huh. John does. He watches it every night until 4 o'clock in the morning. In fact, if we compare the dream of human doers with the description of what some religions call hell, we would find that they are virtually the same. In fact, if we compare that description, oh my gosh, hell is a place of punishment, of fear, of pain, of suffering. Nobody ever has pain in here, right? Nobody ever has suffering. All right? It's a place where the fires of fear burn us alive. Unity calls this type of living useless, unnecessary suffering. Right. Hell. New definition. Useless, unnecessary suffering. Right? Because you don't need to do it. All suffering and drama in our life is a result of what we have learned through the process of domestication. Anybody ever familiar with the process of domestication? And most all religions would agree with this point. And we must turn from the voice of darkness and evil and turn back to God, turn back to the light. Jesus said it this way, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent, which means to turn away from the darkness, turn to the infinite. The word repent literally means to turn around and look for the good. The good news is that there is a new dream emerging, but there is a voice within our mind that tries to control this new dream. How often have you told somebody all the wonderful things that you you have in your mind that you dream of and think about all the wonderful things that you've done, and they say, "That's crazy," right? Ever tell anybody about dreaming, living the dream, and then they turn around and say, "Oh, you're wacko." Right? Oh my gosh. The Toltec call this type of thinking a parasite. Modern day theology refers to it as the devil and the Satan, while Western psychology calls it the ego. The parasite creates its illusionary world and will do anything to maintain its control over you. It saps your strength, fills our mind with doubt. Just watch a TV commercial, and y'all know what I'm talking about, right? It's time to get rid of it's time to get rid of that part of us, this parasite, and make our journey back to our wholeness. Wouldn't you agree? Yeah. We can't be free of it if we don't know who we are. Right? The first step in doing this is to gain our personal freedom, to begin mastery over our own life experience. We can't be free if we don't know who we are and we don't even know that we're being held in bondage. When Moses rescued the children of Israel from Egypt, did they even know they were being held in bondage? For 400 years they were being held in bondage and they didn't even know it. And they didn't want to leave. Yeah, that's part of the story. And this is a reoccurring theme throughout the Bible. Oh my gosh. The first step on our journey is to become aware of the fog that is in our mind. And that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. Yes, you can say that. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. And as a result of our being taught, we are human doers. We're not even being human. We're human doers. And we're dreaming all the time. In this moment now, pause and become aware of the dream that you're living. Pause within this moment now and become aware of the dream you're dreaming. Did you see the movie Matrix? Oh my gosh. Star Wars, Avatar, Inception, they're all about the same thing, about freeing ourselves from the parasite called our ego that's controlling us. As you go about your days and thoughts come to your mind, ask yourself, where did that thought come from? Right? Where did that thought come from? What is going on here? Why am I feeling this way? Do you have that regular conversation with yourself? Is this really a dream, or am I really aware of who I am and what is going on in this moment now? Because y'all know the only thing that's ever happened, the only time that there is here now. That's right. The only time there is here now. And if you're thinking, guess what? You're in a whole different space-time continuum. Curious, right? There's something within you that longs to be free. It is calling out to you. The I am of you is here, deep within you. Remember that verse from Psalms 46 that says, "Be still and know I am." Be still and know I am. The word God was never there. That was added by modern day editors because it thought it was missing. Be still and know the I am is in the midst of you. And when you connect to the I am presence, you connect the living field of energy and life and wonder. But as long as the ego is telling your mind all these stories, you never go to the I am and never connect fully to the I am presence in this moment. Have you heard the voice? Begin to listen closely in this moment now, and you will hear the I am of you calling. No one has ever seen God. But if we love one another, God abides in us and God's love is perfected in us. God is love, and God and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. That's actually a quote from 1 John 4:12 through 16. That's where that verse comes from. God is love. Y'all know that there's only three places in the Bible where God is defined, right? That's one of them. Another one says, Acts 17:27 and 28, people will long for God. In fact, they'll even grope for God. Although God is never very far away from anyone of us, for it is in God that we live, move, and have our being. Where's God? Everywhere. Right? The third one is Jesus saying, God is spirit. And those who worship God in spirit and truth. And each and every one of you should know that in Aramaic, Greek, and Latin, it all means the same thing. Spirit all means the same thing. Breath. God is the breath of life. See, you just breathed in God right there. Right? Oh, you did it again. And again, right? Oh my gosh. When we live in love's presence, when we live in awareness of love's presence, this living energy field everywhere around us, life takes on a whole different paradigm. It is one way that we can go about reclaiming our life and know our true self, to live fully in this moment now, aware of the breath of life we're breathing in, and begin seeing it in everyone around us. At a fundraiser dinner for a school that serves learning disabled children, one father shared how he witnessed Spirit's calling in his community. The father of one of the school's students believed, the father of one of the school's students delivered a speech that the people who listened to it would never forget. After giving his gratitude and thanks to the school and the dedicated staff, he offered a question. God is love, and everything God does is done with love and in divine order. Yes, my son Shay cannot learn things as other children do. He cannot understand things as other children do. How is God's plan reflected in my son? The audience was just stilled by the question. The father continued, "I believe that when God brings a child like Shay into the world, it is an opportunity to realize a deeper understanding of love's presence within all life." He then tells the story of how he and his son Shay were walking past a park where some boys Shay knew were playing baseball. Shay asked, Do you think that they will let me play?" Shay's father knew that the boys would not want him on their team. But the father understood if his son was allowed to play, it would give much needed sense of belonging. So Shay's father approached one of the boys on the field and asked Shay if he could play. The boy looked around for guidance from his teammates, but not getting any, he took the matters into his own hands and said, "We're losing by 6 runs, and the game is in the 8th inning. And I guess he can be on our team, and we'll try to let him bat in the 9th. In the bottom of the inning, of the 8th inning, Shay's team scored a few more runs, but still they were behind by 3. At the top of the 9th inning, Shay put on a glove and went out and played in the outfield. Although no hits came his way, he was just obviously ecstatic just being on the field. He was grinning from ear to ear, and his father waved to him from the stands. In the bottom of the 9th inning, Shay's team scored again and again. And now with 2 outs and bases loaded, the potential winning run was on base. Shay was scheduled to be the next at bat. Would the team actually let Shay bat and give away their chance to win the game? Yes, indeed. Shay was given a bat and sent to the plate, and everyone knew a hit was inconceivable because Shay didn't even know how to hold the plate, hold the bat, much less understanding how to connect the ball by hitting it. As Shay stepped up to the plate, the pitcher moved a few steps closer and lobbed the ball softly in the air so Shay would be able to make contact. First pitch, Shay swung clumsily and missed. Strike one! Everyone started yelling, "Come on, let's go!" So the pitcher took a couple steps even closer and softly lopped the ball up in the air for Shea to hit it. And as the pitch came in, Shea swung and hit the ball. And it slowly rolled up to the pitcher. And the pitcher picked up that soft grounder. And he could have easily thrown the ball to the first baseman. But instead, the pitcher took the ball and threw it high out into right field. Far beyond the first baseman's reach. Everyone started yelling, "Shea, run! Shea, run! Run, Shea, run! Run, Shea, run! Run!" And Shea scampered down the baseline wide-eyed and startled, and everyone yelled back, "Run, run, run to second! Run to second!" By the time Shea rounded first base, the right fielder had picked up the ball, and he could have easily thrown it to the second baseman for a tag. But the right fielder understood the pitcher's intention, so he threw the ball high and far over the third baseman's head. The third baseman's head. Oh, my gosh. Shea ran towards second base as the runners ahead were deliriously circling the bases toward home. As Shea came to the second base, the opposing shortstop ran over to Shea and pointed him in direction of third base. And he said, "Run, Shea, to third. Run to Shea. Run to third, Shea." And as Shea rounded third base, both teams were screaming, "Run, Shea! Run, Shea! Run, Shea!" And Shea ran home and stepped on home plate and cheered the hero for hitting a grand slam and winning the game. "That day," said Father, Shea's father softly, with tears rolling down his face, "the boys from both teams helped bring a piece of divine plan into our world. We all have an opportunity each day to help realize the divine plan, to reach a deeper understanding of love's presence, and to share it with the world. Would you pass up the opportunity to be God's love in action? Creating a ripple effect that goes out into the world where everybody can begin to feel that ripple and take it into their awareness, feeling love's presence all about them. You see, all too often we get caught up in achieving the goal, the win, the prize, being the big hero, that we forget about experiencing life at its fullness. We forget it's not really about the destination, but rather experiencing true life is the journey. It's about experiencing the wonder of this moment now and a sense of connection in all relationships, the joy we experience in one another's smile, the delight that moves in us when we see the divine plan unfolding right before our eyes. Life is a wonder. Have you taken the time from your busy day, from your hectic life, from anxiety of filled pursuits, to notice the wonder? That's actually what this afternoon's movie is all about, believe it or not. Experience the wonder of this moment now. Life is a wonder. Have you taken the time to notice it? Those playing ball with Shea did. And they were all heroes in his father's eyes. We're all on a journey, a hero's journey. Each and every day, in small and large ways. But what is the most important thing is releasing how we go about reclaim. The most important thing is how we go about realizing and reclaiming our true identity as spiritual beings and change the dream that we are living. Jesus taught us about five tools in reclaiming and allowing our inner light to shine: non-judgment, detachment, non-resistance, and forgiveness whenever we can't do those first three. And all the time, the final one is all the time, in all things, seek first the kingdom of God and its harmony and balance, and every good thing your heart desires will come unto you. Then and only then will you be able to release the power of that parasite called the ego mind, right? And begin living fully in the wonder and delight of this moment now. We're on the verge of the great awakening. A new dream is emerging for our world. A dream that is parasite free. A dream that is a creation of light, of love, and hope. Will you join me in dreaming that dream? Seeing a new life, a new awakening happening. I am reclaiming my true self. I am aware I am the light of the world and allow my light to shine. Can you say that with me? I am reclaiming my true self. I am aware I am the light of the world and I allow my light to shine. One more time. I am reclaiming my true self. I am aware I am the light of the world and allow my light to shine. You guys are amazing. 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 Well, I invite our prayer chaplains to stand and hold that place, sacred place.